This meeting was directed at the business owners of Letterkenny, and it was quite frightening to hear their accounts of an empty street and a Saturday in Letterkenny with only one customer coming in the doors. This has to be addressed by council, and the advice I'm getting to pass on is that they need to call for an immediate critical review, which the council can do, and ask for a halt of the further development of the active travel plan and other future plannings in relation to roads realignments in the Letterkenny area.
And among those speaking was Sean Gallagher. Now, I spoke to him yesterday ahead of the meeting, and he said come September that things will get a lot worse with school and people back to work. So something needs to be done very soon about this issue, or else the situation could get even worse.
The situation is expected to get worse. One of the other side factors is the ATU's intent to change their timeline for start and pull it back to 9 o'clock, which is the time that the school runs, the critical job starts and school runs is. And if that happens and you're looking at thousands of extra traffic coming in a half an hour earlier into Letterkenny when the schools are all coming in, then that is a major, major concern. Many very valid points were put on the floor last night, and there was agreement from the councillors present that the active travel plan was premature in its implementation, and they acknowledged that there needs to be a halt on it at this stage. Concerns were also raised about the ability of the council to continue and redevelop the market square and do further damage to the possibility of any trade coming into the Letterkenny Main Street. Shop owners are saying that their footfall is totally reduced, and they're totally depending on three or four key businesses to keep the main street alive. And apparently, for sale signs went up on some of those businesses recently. And that's alarming, because we're taking the whole heartbeat out of Letterkenny, and there's nobody in council looking to address that and put a heart into the town again and onto the main street and to give support for businesses. There was also concerns raised in relation to the number of specific businesses coming into town about all these, you know, a maximisation of eateries, whereas the original eateries are all having to reduce hours and reduce staff. And the number of the vape shops, the barber shops, you know, we need diversity on our streets and the streets of Letterkenny. And we would call on the council to step up and look and do an assessment of the viability of having all the same sort of outlets, retails on the main street. Because if there's not diversity on the main street, we'll not bring in tourists, we'll not bring in shoppers. In fairness, one of the councillors that wasn't able to attend did suggest to me that he had voted for the active travel plan, but he has to hold his hands up and said, what looked perfect on a map isn't working in reality. And I think that encapsulates it. That was Councillor Devine that said that to me. And I think that we must admire anybody to hold their hands up and say, listen, this is not working. We need to reevaluate. And that's, you know, it's a clear indication that the people of Letterkenny University. Now, if we were to call a meeting for the general public to get their opinion, you know, that hasn't been done yet. And I have a challenge to Donegal County Council to now call for a proper public meeting, not an open consultation, which doesn't work, where you walk around tables and maps, where you show a slideshow of what's happening, what the plans are, and what's working, and where there's concerns, and let the people speak, because they will come and they will speak, and that has to happen.